Welcome to the Two Guys and Your Money podcast. This is Jim Garber and Sean Balog of Process Design Capital Management in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. Last week, you promised we would do a podcast this week. And look at this. We're actually doing one.
Yes, we are.
Usually, we're not good about 4 a month. We're good for 2 to 3.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there's a lot going on right now, a lot we wanted to cover. Obviously, the elephant in the room is going to be the inverted yield curve. We had talked about fixed income quite a bit last week. We had some changes. We want to talk about that. But this has also affected the equity markets. So I also want to cover that from a point of view.
Well, it always seems, you know, whenever we have these sorts of chats, when the market's getting beat up, it's always like, I mean, it happens every single time when markets gets bad. It isn't just the market gets bad. It's the market's bad, and then there's a problem over here, and then there's a problem over there,
sure.
And then there's a problem over the other place. Like today, the market sucks, the yield curve is inverting, there's problems with Hong Kong,
yeah.
There's the trade thing with China, $15 trillion in negative yield bonds out there.
I've got a theory.
Hammered over the head.
I have a theory.
Just like you do every time when markets get bad.
So my theory on this is that when the market goes up, say you bump into somebody, you go over to Starbucks, you bump into somebody who knows what you, finds out what you do for a living, and they hear that the market is up 350 points, for instance. What is the first thing they say to you? Besides, get on my chair, Garber.
Yeah. I don't know. What do they say to me, Sean?
They say, why is the market up?
Oh, well, that's true.
Okay. Why is the market? And so you list the reasons why the market is up, yes?
Yeah.
Well, earnings are good, and this is happening, and we're probably yada, yada, yada. When the market is getting, it was down 800 yesterday, biggest point drop of 2019. You're not looking for, it's not, people say, God, why is the market down? It's not, well, earnings are good, and we might
I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you take the market's up, let's just say, you know, the market has a good run for 6 months, a year, whatever it is. All does the nightly news beat on you with how good the economy is and how low unemployment is?
Yes.
And that you don't get beat on with excitement from mainstream media.
You don't.
You know,
that's true.
Nightly news. But boy, I'll tell you, the market goes down 800 points in one day.
Sure, that's if it bleeds.
And it's like they can't stop
talking
about it.
If it bleeds, it leads. That's how it goes.
Yeah.
But my point, though, is that we, as humans, we find reasons to justify what is happening because it makes us feel good. It doesn't do anything.
Right.
It satisfies our urge to understand. So my point is that most of the stuff that you hear in that regard is bull. And it's not helpful, other than it makes you feel good. So yesterday, for the first time since 2007, the yield curve inverted. The 2-year yield now yielded more than the 10-year bond.
Yeah, not for very long.
No, for a few hours.
Right. I mean, where it really makes a difference, I think, and this is my opinion. I mean, there's other times. I mean, the yield curve inverting, the 2-year, 10-year inversion. Basically predicts every single recession. But if you go back in time and take a look at those inversions, they don't last for 1 day or 2 days.
No.
It's 8 months,
yeah.
9 months,
it averages
10 months.
10 months.
Yeah, so, I mean, you need to see it day after day after day after day in order for it. I mean, do you have to be aware? Yes. Are we there yet? I don't think we are.
It doesn't seem that way.
No.
I'll tell you what strikes me as just as interesting. Is when we look at the 2-year bond, which is about 1.54%, that's one thing. The 30-year yield, so the long-term treasury yield, yesterday hit the lowest level in history. Today, it is even lower at 1.987 or something like that. 1.984 was 1980.
Right.
I mean, that is historic. And at the same time, gold has hit 6-year highs. At the same time, real estate's been doing well. This is a lot of asset classes topping at the same time.
Can I give a little piece of advice on interest rates here,
sure.
Sean? You know, when interest rates get low, and Sean just told you they're the lowest ever, and you know, I've been doing this for 30 plus years, and it happens every single time when interest rates get low. What do investors do? The unsophisticated investors do?
They reach
for yield. And what does that mean when you reach for yield? In our business, that means you try to get a better yield on your investments, generally speaking, people will look to bonds, and they will do it with less secure bonds. In other words, they'll go up the speculative grade scale to get a better yield. When you do that, it always ends up in tears.
Yeah, once you once a recession.
Every single time. So sometimes you just have to grin and bear it and say, this is the way it is. I'm going to have to survive, you know, getting these low interest rates. You're going to have to, you know, if you're going to get speculative about getting better yields, do it where you get better yields and you get paid for taking risk, which is stocks.
Yeah.
Bonds, you don't get paid. I mean, you go buy a high yield bond, it's going to yield you 4%.
Yeah, that's
maybe
not
5%. And you're going to take all that risk of a high yield bond, you know, going into a recession, stop paying you to go from 2% to 5%. I just don't think it's worth it. But anyway, you and all have to decide.
As a case in point, the General Electric situation today. As of this morning, there is a this guy was the whistleblower on the Bernie Madoff situation, and he's reporting that General Electric has cooked their books. Stock was down somewhere between 12 and 15% when we sat down to record this podcast. Whether they have done this or whether they have not remains to be seen. But you can imagine if that's true, GE issues a few bonds. There's quite a bit of GE bond issuance out there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can imagine how that could have found its way into mutual fund portfolios. There's a lot of places that could end up, and who knows how that plays out. But you don't want to reach for yield at the end of an economic expansion. Just quickly on real estate too, before I get into equities. Real estate market typically tops 15 to 36 months before stocks,
mm-hmm.
on average. If stocks have indeed topped, and there's a case that could be made there, then that would tell, what does that tell you about the real estate market? I mean, that thing is in the throes of turning over at this point.
Right.
And if not, I mean, I think that we may have a bit more to go on the market. We have got to go through a little bit of a correction here. But if not, we're probably at the end of its rope there. Gold has retraced. Gold's been rallying. It's retraced 5/8 of its downstroke from 2011 to 2015. That has had an incredible rally. There has just been movement all over the place to the upside as assets are fleeing to the United States, because at present, it's the best place to keep your money. With that being said, the New York Stock Exchange bullish percent is on defense at 38% already. So January of 2018, the NYSE bullish percent was at 70. 7 out of 10 stocks on buy signals. Now we're at 3 out of 10, 4 out of 10 on buy signals and on defense, supplies and control. Probably more importantly is the positive trend indicator turned down. So this is the percentage of stocks trading in uptrends versus downtrends. Same period, January of 2018, 68% were in uptrends, meaning 32% in downtrends. Now that's the other way around. Now we're at 42% in uptrends. In other words, 58% of stocks are in downtrends now, and this is a week after the market made an all-time high. Does that sound right to you? That's a market that has been thinning and thinning and thinning and weakening and weakening and weakening, and now we're starting to see the effects of this. So it's time to play some defense. If you have not already raised cash, this is a great time to figure out what your sleeping that level of equity exposure is, because we're at that point right now. Who knows how far this goes down, but you're on defense. It's time to play some defense and not assume that this is a buy the dip scenario.
Folks, is that it? Is that it, Sean? Are we done for the?
Unless you got something to add on equities.
Nope, I'm good. I'm good. You did a good job explaining where we're at. So let's stop it right there and come back to everybody in about a week. We'll see you then.